What is going to happen, everybody? Nolan North, alongside my main man, Drew Lewis. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I'm good.
Yeah. This is the Retro Rewind podcast, and today it's Independence Day.
Yes.
The based on the movie.
Literally based on the movie. Not the national holiday, but the one where the aliens kind of blow up the White House mm-hmm. and Will Smith has to mm-hmm. save the day. Yeah, that one.
As Will Smith often does.
Yes.
This is funny because I remember this started with us talking about how people sneeze, and this one guy sneezed on a plane unexpectedly and just like startled me. And boy, that's so telling with today's climate, because that wouldn't happen, because you better have a mask on or you're going down with the luggage. I mean, this is people got to remember, this is way before COVID and all that shit hit the fan. So and it was we did it on Independence Day, 4th of July.
And which, you know, holds a special place in your heart, not because of, you know, the aliens, but isn't that your anniversary?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Don't worry. Jill doesn't listen to this podcast, so I think you're safe.
No, she better not. She's like, shit. Jill, right? That's her name?
That's her.
Okay. Well, she won't listen, but you guys will. Thanks so much. Enjoy Independence Day on the Retro Replay, Retro Rewind podcast.
In like first or second grade, Miss Valaire was my teacher. How do I remember that? There was a girl that would have the biggest buildup. No, Miss Valaire was not. You're not hot with a name like
Miss Flair?
Valaire.
Fellatio.
No.
Valaire.
No.
Valerio.
Literally, this is at a Southern Baptist small private school.
Look it up.
Fellatio. You know what? You learned something here on our show. What is that word they keep using?
That's what it is.
I thought it was a kind of ice cream. No.
Fellatio is a thing. Look it up.
I think I'm allergic to fellatios. Yep. No, that's something different.
I knew a girl basically. She's like, it's like a, I always, like if I had a daughter, I would have gotten like a, made a mask, like an iron mask, and I would call it the fellatio.
So it's like the chastity belt from
chastity belt for oral
Robin
sex.
Hood.
No.
Robin Hood, Prince of Men in Tights. She had the chastity belt on. She comes up out of the bathtub. She was so pretty.
So Miss Valaire, third.
Miss Valaire, second grade. There was a girl that had this huge buildup, and she'd be like. And like her sneezes were like the most petite. It was like an angel fart.
No.
I use that.
Is that the second episode?
Second episode. I think in a row. Talking about angel fart, you get one fart per angel.
That's kind of nice.
And then they're just like.
I will say something.
Will you?
I will say something. Something.
Done.
Congratulations.
Moving on.
No. Have you ever been like on a plane or something and like the people with the sneeze that actually startles you?
Like you have to look back and go. 17B may have just expired.
No, you did the. I've been on a plane one time where a guy just went. And I mean, it's just. I mean, people spilled drinks and look. He's like. And there's no like.
I apologize.
Like,
I know that. I have incredibly loud. I am so sorry
it's
for
like,
that.
What is that?
Do you hand her or nook of arm?
Oh, I've gone actually inside a jacket on a plane.
I look like
on a plane.
Dabbing.
I go I like a dab. Right. I do that when I vomit too. Terribly sorry. Right, so it's very turbulent.
We've talked about this. I've thrown up on a plane. Have you ever thrown up on a plane?
No.
You've never thrown up on a plane?
I've never thrown up on a plane. I'll tell an embarrassing story, though. I was on a plane with my wife. And, you know, we're in the business class. We got a business class seat. And I was in a pod. You're in a pod. And I got my setup. And I'm, you know, got iPad. I got my book. Movie, whatever. No, having a nice drink, whatever. Kind of fall asleep. And flight landed, and I kind of get up, and then to look at my wife, it was a disaster over there. She's like, and immediately I smell it. I'm like, did you throw up? She goes, and her face was kind of like, had the markings. Like she's like, she, something, the wine or something made her apparently
not good,
violently ill. And like she, to the point where she went to the bathroom and couldn't get to the bathroom in time. And it was by the seat a little bit. And she was so embarrassed. And she's...
I did not know that. But when we landed, she was like, good morning. She was like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I still found her very sexy, and we made a baby. Right then and there.
Speaking of Jill...
And I can't fly on that airline anymore.
You can't. No more United. Speaking of Jill...
United. Okay, go ahead.
And United. What a great segue. That was organic.
That was.
4th of July is a very special day for you.
4th of July, which is today, if you're watching this.
It's our nation's birthday.
Our nation's birthday, or as Graham McTavish from the UK calls it, Good Riddance Day.
Good Riddance Day.
Happy Good Riddance Day.
It's also my 20th wedding anniversary.
20 years?
This show is airing 20 years. Now, provided we made it the last few weeks before this episode airs.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I hope so, I don't do anything stupid, yeah.
20 years. Pam and I are seven in.
Seven in.
20 years.
Yeah.
And it was, you guys met in March? Wait, no. When did you meet?
In March? No. The market? What?
You guys dated for like 6 months or something, right? It was just like...
It was kind of a wham, bam, blanky, bam.
No. You knew instantly. I want to marry that woman.
When we first met...
This is going to be a love episode. It's not going to be a fireworks. It's going to be a different kind of fireworks.
So we met about a little less than a year before.
And it was only but
we were like, yeah, well, we had met... we both had the same acting coach at the time. She was with William Morris doing stuff. Oh, Bill.
Billy Morris.
She wasn't with him, a guy named... Yeah, Bill Morris, her ex-boyfriend. we had the same acting coach, and I met her, and she wanted nothing to do with me.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, but, I mean, she, you know.
Because what were you wearing?
French maid outfit.
No, you weren't. What were you wearing?
That's not the... That's not the point.
What were you
that's
wearing?
That's not... That's the when
you
I
met
really
your
met
intended.
Her.
You met your wife to
I be. Actually met my wife wearing a Hugo Boss or Donna Karan suit on the set of Port Charles back in the day. She had came to the set to work with the acting coach, who was the on-set coach. Mm. I said hi to her. She was way above my pay grade, and I was like, no way. She's too pretty. Then I think the next time she came out on set, she'll tell you this story. I was just, when I'm on set, as I kind of go, and I saw her, I'm like, Jill, nice to see you again. And I grabbed her, my God, you look amazing. And I grabbed her, and I dipped her, like if we were dancing. And then I went over to get coffee. Yeah, and she was like, and she tells the story better, but she's like, what kind of...
She told that story in court. Yeah.
the charges were dropped.
You know what? I'll marry him instead.
And then I saw her the next time, and yes, we was on a golf course, and as she tells it...
What were you wearing?
My pants were not... They didn't reach the top of my shoes, quite frankly. Mm.
High waters.
We're waiting for the flood.
Fortunately, she thought I was funny. So.
That's always the good fallback.
Pretty much.
That is the truest story. You hear girls say this quite often. They want to find a man that makes them laugh.
Yeah, but nobody wants to screw a clown. Bang.
Weird tangent that's keeping you from saying...
What is going to happen, everybody? It's Retro Replay. No, Troy Baker. It is July 4th, 2019.
And that has to be a record.
It's called the 4th of July, or the game we're playing today,
Independence Day.
Wait. There's only someone who could say it better. Please play it.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
This was the first time that I really, I don't know, it was my big blockbuster.
Really?
Absolutely. And I dated a girl and...
Really?
Yeah, that's even more shocking when half of our audience was like, well, I just lost a bet. I dated a girl, we broke up, and I came home, I was like, you know what, I'm going to leave. I'm going to be the bigger man. and I'm going to let you just get all your things, and we're going to break up. We live together. I came home, and it was if I had never lived there. Everything was gone. The fridge was empty.
But she left the fridge.
She left the fridge because it came with the apartment.
Oh.
Everything was gone. And I walked in, and I laughed. And I went, okay. And I slowly but surely built up everything back again. I went and I got a new TV. I got a DVD player.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
If somebody came and took everything, what would you replace first?
Ooh.
You just said, like...
What a wonderful question.
I think I'd have to get like a... I remember when I first got my first apartment on my own.
Mm.
A TV. But then I got... I think it was called a Papasan chair from like Pier 1 Imports.
Ooh, you went fancy.
No, it wasn't. It was like wicker and it had a big cushion, but a friend of mine had one and I always wanted one. And I remember getting that, and that's the only thing that was in the room was like a TV on a box and a Papasan. And I slept in that thing. It cradles you.
I didn't have a bed. I had a mattress that was on the ground. I think the first thing I got was an Iowa stereo. AIWA. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I had an Iowa stereo, and I listened
to... Iowa boombox.
Iowa boombox. Yeah, detachable speakers and stuff. And
yeah, I remember
when
that.
I had enough money, I got a TV and a 27-inch Sony Trinitron. I remember that. 27-inch massive TV. And I got a DVD player. And there were a few movies that I got. I got Independence Day. I remember it was a great DVD box. Yeah, and it was like one of the
only movies. This movie this much? Just so everybody knows, we're not playing the movie. We're not watching.
We're not watching the movie.
We're playing the game.
Doing a lot of clips because if you don't know, one of the my God in heaven
dropped it.
My God in heaven. So sue me, David.
It's notoriously hard. It's a flight simulator.
I like the flight simulators.
Multiplayer. Oh God!
I want to play single player right
God,
now.
God, even that first shot of like the showing the moon. It starts with that close up of Neil deGrasse Tyson, Neil Armstrong. Different one, different Neil. And the footprint and as the ship goes over, it shakes. And you think about that moon boot print. That boot. Boot print,
yeah,
is going to be there forever because there's no dust or there's no wind on the moon to move it. So like it's an eternal one to see that shake.
But imagine if somebody like went up there just to go.
What a dick move. That would be a dick move.
Like they rake it like a sand trap.
Who could I do? Dude bro move.
So you asked me about this. I want to get back to your question.
Please.
You asked me like what this meant to me.
What does this mean to you?
I don't 96. Know. It doesn't mean anything to me. Which makes me feel bad, but I remember enjoying it. I remember seeing it multiple times.
Multiple times.
And I remember when it came out like on, HBO or Cinemax, whenever it was on, this is one of those movies that if it's on, you're like, oh, I got to watch this.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that, but... I remember though when they all that cool shot that they actually have right here in the opening of this, where they all come in, weapons hot, and they let
Box
it go.
Box three!
And it's like, just, there's a force field, oh no.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no.
And then the alien crafts come out. Dean Devlin, who's the producer, he voiced himself, or he like put his voice in there. He was at first started off as an actor, then he became a producer, and he's actually one of the voices of the pilots. The behind the scenes of this is incredible. I think the Welcome to Earth was a ad-libbed line.
Welcome to Earth.
Oh, are you in it? Bogey has lock.
Yeah.
You've got the lovely Harry Connick Jr.
Oh man, this is.
I've got the right here, yeah.
Well, I got it right here, yeah.
That's our dance. Not before the fat lady. This is important. A fat lady.
Bogey has
luck. Very important.
This is our victory dance. Not until the fat lady sings.
So, yeah, Jeff Goldblum, I remember him in this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I
should be doing. Probably, I would say you're probably trying to shoot the, you're approaching the force field.
I'll tell you one thing.
So unless you've got Russell Case with you, you're not going to be able to do that.
Destroy four generators.
Oh man!
Can you tell where
those.
I'm supposed to shoot? Is that a generator?
His son.
That's just a house.
Hey, Russell! Hey, Miguel!
So what the heck do you think? Just what the hell do you think you're doing? Lucas's farm is on the other side of town. Are you sure?
Troy, I need help. I don't know where I'm going.
No necesitas otra vez.
He doesn't need any more. I think that's what he says. Destroy four generators.
Can I go faster?
Right?
Does anybody know what I'm supposed to do?
You know what? You're doing a good job. That's the force field, right? So what are the four generators? There's the four generators. Look up to your right at your 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Turn 4 around. O'clock around.
Did you see them?
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Damn.
Happy days.
Right there.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Major repairs. Major repairs. Reporting for duty. That's what you want to shoot?
Oh, the light thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, that's the thing that Russell Case has to fly into. Tell my son I love him. You should be proud of your... His father just died. You should be very proud of your father.
What am I doing?
Damn. That guy. I don't know whatever happened to that guy. He looks like the guy who played Atreyu in...
Oh, man, this is terrible. I can't...
This is bad.
This is hard. It's the... I don't even know what I'm shooting at.
You're supposed to shoot at the... Oh, you have no more missiles.
Well, how do I get more missiles?
And the president gets up and there's like, I'd rather be up there, sir.
I belong in the air.
Robert Loggia plays his Secretary of Defense. So good. So good.
This is really hard. I actually kind of want to just... I'm out of missiles. I can't find missiles. I'm just flying into a wall. Come on. Look, I can fly into a wall and I don't go down. Come on.
Well, I mean, physics.
You know, why? Tell me why, because you're... Why don't they have this on a... I mean, what is that? Is that missiles? Tell me
why. Any Linux.
A-10 found. I hope that's something that I should destroy.
Four generators. Okay, so stay around there.
Hold
and
on,
just kind of like...
Hold on, I need things.
You need things in life. So go ahead and hit that real quick. Go, whoop. Picked up five missiles.
All right.
There you go. That's what you want to shoot. Shoot the glass. Shoot that. Perfect. You have two kills.
What?
You're doing very well.
I don't know if I'm doing well. I don't know what I'm doing. I lost. I'm trying to find generators.
Let's talk about the ridiculousness of how they take them down. They upload...
A virus. Well, a virus took me down recently. My voice is feeling much better. Thanks for asking.
We will not talk about the sequel.
Mm-mm. Yeah, was it July 5th?
It took something from me. It took something.
That sucked. What do you mean? What did it do? Talk to me.
It was.
I can't do
horrible.
This. I can't do this. Oh no.
You did it. You did it well.
No, I picked up five missiles. I don't know what shoots. I think it's X. I'm gonna wait. I can't find the generators. I don't know where I'm aiming. I don't know where I'm aiming. I'm having a little spielkish.
There you go. There you go.
Joint.
To the right.
Where?
Look for the glowy things on the screen.
Look at my head. I always do this. What is it with my...
Everybody
makes fun of me online now. They're like, why is he doing that with his head?
That's you.
All right, I'm going to try to keep
my chin. Don't go that way. Don't go that way.
Why? I want to go this way.
Here you go. See it right there. To the right.
I saw it. Oh, God.
My dish. Lock. Eight hole. You have four kills.
You're doing very well. I don't think so. There's things flying.
You have four more that are left, so you need to shoot four more of these.
Really?
Man, how about these?
But I feel like I'm just going around. I feel like I'm just going around in circles. I'm getting a little nauseous.
There you go. Generator destroy, bud.
Hey.
Oh, wow. And the advert inside this is the Die Hard trilogy, another wonderful adaptation. Uh-oh. You done messed up now.
I picked up five missiles.
Oh, uh-oh. My goodness.
No, they don't care. Wingman has one kill.
Whoa, no.
Hold on.
Your wingman? Is that Harry Connick Jr.?
I just can't seem to...
All right, Black Knights. Why we are poised here. Shoot that generator.
I saw Wingman got another guy. I got my wingman's just doing his good job.
Why are we out here? We may never know.
But the Black Knights will emerge victorious. Come on, man.
Amen, Reverend.
Will Smithies.
He's done well for himself, too.
He did. Yeah, this is like his first big movie. Hey, Jasmine. Neighbors are moving.
How do you know
upset about the quake?
How do you know all this? Bogey has locked.
Did I know this move?
What do you do? This is how you do it.
So well.
Severe plane damage. Go down. See, I just wanted to see an explosion, even if it
Jasmine's
was
dog's name?
How do you know this?
I just know it.
You want to give this a shot?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. But
I
may I first read the It's just a normal 4th of July weekend in the U.S. of A. Until alien ships show up over major cities all over the world and us humans have zero idea of what to do. Luckily, the humans have Jeff Goldblum.
And what
Will Smith
more could
and the President
want?
Of the United States, Thomas J. Whitmore, to save the day. They didn't attack your policies. It's their age they're attacking. They never attacked you when you stood by your guns.
Age was never an issue when you stuck to your guns.
Honey, you're up awfully early this morning, putting on his robe.
What, are you going to mime everything, too?
Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget Randy Quaid. How have we not talked about crazy Randy Quaid?
Tell my son.
Crazy Randy Quaid.
Isn't the one who sacrifices himself at the end?
What's wrong with Russell Case? When did Randy Quaid go crazy?
I don't know.
Insane. Like, as his beard gets longer, he gets crazier.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Randy Quaid, who bravely rams his jet into the directed energy weapon port, saving Area 51, the world, dash, and the Americans' holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Over half of the armed forces are out on holiday. Epic speeches! Will Smith being Will Smith. And the White House blows up. That's true. They did that as a model. And it's so brilliant. They're in the behind the scenes, they showed how they did that. And it's such a huge, epic explosion. And when you actually watch the practical shot, it's like, pack! It's so small and underwhelming. What's not to love about this game / movie? What's not to love about this game is the incredibly
difficult graphics. Figure out
what you're in a different plane now.
I don't know what I'm in.
What are you in now? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Get him out of there. This isn't happening fast enough. Get him out of there!
Robert Loggia. I gotta get some.
They bring up... They create this whole, like, weird...
I feel like I'm crawling. Why does... Bogey, yeah, Bogey has lock. No kidding. I gotta go get repairs. There's repairs.
Get repairs.
Yeah, oh, God. I got major repairs.
Major repairs. I did that twice. I did that joke twice.
Come on, how do I get locked?
They created this helicopter with like a lighting system. Like it was this weird bastardized version of like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and for some reason they thought that was gonna work. I started watching a show called Project Blue Book about the
scientists. I tried to watch that too.
Did you try it? You didn't like it? Got the guy from Littlefinger from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I watched it a little bit. It's a little slow to start with.
It's so good. I think it's
I'll
so
give
good.
It a chance.
But it's about the guy who developed the system for...
What? You're on fire today. Oh, Bogey has lock. I hate when Bogey has lock.
Press pause.
Pause. Oh, okay. Okay, we're doing something. What? Go.
Aliens, yes or no?
Oh, are there aliens?
Have we been? I mean, are there aliens? It is.
No.
Oh, no.
There's no aliens. No. Yeah. Why not?
Of course.
I think alien
life in the universe, of course, mathematically impossible.
Oh, I thought you meant Mexico.
Whoa. No.
Huh?
We're going to build a wall. Glorious, beautiful wall. Greatest wall ever. It's going to go all the way to the clouds.
We're
going to keep birds out.
I'm getting all
what
of
What about
these?
Tunnels? Oh, I didn't think of that.
We have all of these.
Canada. Aliens.
They're aliens.
To
Do
be
you
honest.
Believe that we've been visited by alien life? Like I'm getting like all these notices visited? Like every day, like of all these, like,
you know what? I'm one of those people that gets really practical about the whole thing. And I think, well, I personally just literally just, I'm a very pragmatic thinker. The odds that there's not some type of life out in this vast, vast, infinite,
mathematically implausible.
It just seems like there's got to be life somewhere else. Have they ever visited? Man, I've seen some things with where like military pilots are like, what is that thing
right.
flying? And there's like, I just read something recently, like June, like from the fall of 2016 to the spring of 2017, they just released that Air Force and Navy pilots and some commercial pilots, there was like over 40 sightings in this one area along the east coast of the United States. And they got, you know, people said, well, it's military developing things. Military jets actually filed reports because they thought if this is military testing, they should have checked that we're on maneuvers here because we almost got hit. And they found that there weren't any. It, not even secret top, because even if it's top secret stuff, they would do it somewhere where, A, they're probably not going to get seen, but B, they certainly don't want to get so close to actually possibly hurt a pilot. And it kind of, it, those are the things that blow my mind. Then I see the guy on Ancient Aliens, you know, with the hair.
Yeah,
that guy comes out, he goes, they were here, they were all in Aztecs, and they built their pyramids, and this is what happened. And
why does he turn?
Oh, my God. I know. That's Jerry Lewis as a guy. That's what they do, lady. They came in the pyramids with the stones in the building. I'm telling you.
I thought it was Gilbert Godfrey on Ancient Aliens. Ancient Alien astronaut theorists suggest.
Oh, God. Yeah, have they? I don't know, but there's so many things out there. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but
right,
you know, you look at like those, you look at some of the structures on the planet, and they gave I think it was a physicist, they showed him the inside of the Great Pyramid.
Oh,
they showed him and he looked, he goes, and they didn't tell him what it was, they just showed him the blueprints.
I remember this.
They made blueprints of it and they said, do you know what this is? He goes, and without, he didn't even blink. He was like, it's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? He goes, yeah, it's a nuclear reactor. That's where this would go, right? And they're like,
Great Pyramid of Giza.
Great Pyramid of Giza. And they're like, I mean, I don't know.
And in one small, tiny room is, and in a weird place is a burial chamber. Makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. And the fact that all of the pyramids are connected through a grid. It was like, this is how you would disperse energy throughout a city. It'd be like us looking at a nuclear power plant and going, oh, that's clearly a cemetery because we found a body that was buried there. Like, no, it was a power plant. But why do you think that is so, of all of the movies, I mean, going back to like one of the first movies was us shooting a rocket to the moon and there being life there and everything else. From H.G. Wells to Jules Verne to Isaac Asimov to Ray Bradbury to like all the modern science fiction tellers, up to like movies that we have, games that we have, we've been fascinated with this idea.
It's the beyond, man. That's where the gods were. The gods were in the sun. The gods were in the sky and the clouds and the rain. I mean, it's like, what's out there? What's interesting that Cooper, my son, actually brought up, he said, do you know, we know more, I'm going to switch gears, we know more about outer space
than we do about the ocean.
Than we know about the ocean.
It's the same thing as someone walking up to the ocean, taking a cup, dipping it in there and going, there's no life here. This is stupid kind of a thing as that.
Depends on the size of the cup.
But why not? Why not have we been visited? There's certainly things that we can't understand. I know that I think about the movie Contact, which is a brilliant book, great movie, written by the late, great Carl Sagan, who the antagonist character in that movie
says one of two possibilities. Either A, there is no
Jodie
life.
Jodie Foster, right?
Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, all right,
that's
all right.
That's the greatest performance ever to think that they had any kind of chemistry whatsoever.
That's right, there's no chemistry. I just got chemistry myself and all these trees around me.
I just want to kiss you right now. Oh, no. Thank you, though. that's
Thank you, though.
That's why we didn't know that Jodie Foster was gay, because, like, anybody who wouldn't want to kiss Matthew McConaughey?
I would kiss him.
I would kiss Matthew McConaughey.
I would, like, hey, and man, I'm sorry, this has to happen, bro.
So, timeline, 1947, the famous Roswell, even in this movie, they talk about how they capture the spacecraft and everything, and that's one of the spacecraft is how they're able to fly back up, and there's the spacecraft that they captured at Roswell. That's not entirely inaccurate.
There's no Area 51.
That's not entirely accurate.
Jim Rebhorn. Oh, the late, great Jim Rebhorn. I get to do this. Worked with him. He and I shared a trailer. I had one side, it was called a two-banger. I had one side, he had the other on Comanche Moon. And just the nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy in the world. And I talked about this movie and he talked about how great it was working with everybody. But he plays such a jerk in that movie. Get him out of here. You're fired.
How do you know all this stuff? Wait, my God.
Jim Redhorn plays is he the Secretary of Defense or he's the Secretary of State? I can't remember what his character is, but he's the one who goes, two words, sir, plausible deniability.
Why the hell wasn't I told about this place?
Two words, Mr. President. Plausible deniability.
Ah, so great. But 1947, Roswell, New Mexico. Rewind the clock a little bit. After World War II, Hitler had gathered the greatest minds of Europe and put them all together. A lot of them were working on Die Glock. Someone's going to correct me on my German. D-I-E-G-L-O-C-K, which is called the Bell, which was some weird mechanical thing that they were developing there. They thought was either a form of fixed-wing aircraft, like a different way to fly, or time machine. So, 1945, Allies win the war. U.S. goes, hey, all you scientists, you're coming with us. And they bring them to New Mexico to work on what they called Project Paperclip. Among those people, Wernher von Braun, which would grow to be massive.
Right.
So, that's in 1945. 2 years later, they're like, show us everything you have. Show us everything you've been working on. 2 years later, we have the major alien sighting in Roswell, New Mexico.
So, what are you saying? Are you saying that...
I think that they were showing off some stuff, and people saw it, and they were like, look, at the SR-71 Blackbird was, the big A-wing-looking thing.
Yeah.
That was the stealth bomber or whatever. That was all top security. No one knew about it. They had to deny that it even existed because we couldn't tell the Russians that we had something like that was able to fly that low and not be able to be picked up on any kind of radar. And then they came out and was like, this absolutely exists, and it looks like a freaking spaceship. So how many things have been in existence? Nerd. I love alien stuff, man. I've watched all, was it, 8 seasons of, or 8 years worth of Ancient Aliens.
So you're all in.
Robert Clotworthy is the, he does the VO for that, and I've worked with him, and good dude. And I love his voice. I wouldn't change anything about it. You're going down.
I need to. I don't even know where I am. I'm dizzy. I'm nauseous. I blew up some big stuff, but I can't get a lock on the aliens. And yeah, I'm not very good.
How about we do this to make it a little bit easier, maybe a little bit more fun? We can do some chiat codes.
Okay. Well, what do I do?
Do you want to go to our nation's capital? Forrest Gump.
Right now, we're in the middle of a show. Yeah.
Cheat codes engage.
Defend the three AWACS until the recon.
Scroll over and see what other options are. God, look at this, dude. Scroll over. And you go, Captain Steve Hiller.
will give you close air cover and stay in radio contact during battle.
Start.
All right, so.
Going after it. I can do this.
Warren Washington! A nation's capital. So I like to play like this. So L2, R2, right? So bring your fingers up on the bumpers.
How do I get lock? Is there a way to get lock on these guys and hold lock?
You need to be on them. I want to be on you. Circle is bullets. Mm. X is missiles.
Circle's bullets?
Yep. So you can go...
Oh, I think I got one.
There you
go. I got a bogey down. Hold on. Bogey is locked. No, damn it. Go down. What you going down, boy? Okay. I got it.
So
don't go in the ocean. Don't go in the ocean. Come on. I want to just shoot stuff. I'm just going to shoot stuff.
Press. You're not even putting on the gas.
I'm not. I don't know what the gas is.
I told you. R, that right there. That's our faster.
Oh, shit. You're flying me into a building.
There you go.
I feel the need for speed. Different movie. Sorry.
Crossing the streams.
Bogey has lock. How about this?
That's your map.
How about the F-18? It's out of there.
Speed is your friend. Speed is your friend. Speed is your friend. Speed is your friend. Is he there? Go towards this red. Go toward the red.
I don't see the red. Oh, God. I don't know where I'm going. I'm scared. Oh, that was me. Hold on. I need more missiles.
Can you imagine this in VR? Hey, how are you? To the right.
I'm trying to get out
just
of
just really casual movements. There you go.
I may not have any more bullets.
You have unlimited bullets. You just have missiles.
I'm going in the ocean like Captain Sully.
Gosh. Well.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
I am so glad that the fate of our world is not in your hands. I guess we're
dead.
I guess our planet is doomed.
You know what?
This is how I planned it.
Oh, no.
This is how I planned it. You're silly humans.
Well,
you silly humans will never be able to defend us.
While our alien overlords take over our planet. We wish you a very happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, humans.
And we ask you, what do we play next?
Okay, there you go. Hey, you know what 4th of July I love about it is Graham McTavish got to show up, give us a little FaceTime. Happy Good Riddance Day. He used to say that. Happy Good Riddance Day. He still texts that to me or calls me with that every year.
He's such a patriot, that guy.
And this is an early Uncle Noli Knows. He really kind of came through this year with that kind of... what is it? Women want to find a man who makes them laugh, but nobody wants to screw a clown. So,
another clown. That's actually pretty good advice. Surprising.
It is. It is.
Wrapped in there, you know? Underlying.
Well, you know, that's what we do for people. We're all about making them entertaining and educating. I think it's the two E's. I'm making this shit up as I go.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. let's get to the credits.
Done.
Read by who, Drew? Who's going to read them?
Our Replayer family.
That's right. The Replayer family. You guys. Thanks for the help. Thanks for the love.
What is going to happen, everybody? I'm Ryan Smith, otherwise known as Robot Ninja Shark, in the live chats on the YouTubes. I gave soup to Drew, and that means that I get to read the credits for this week's episode.
Subscribe to the channel so you can join people like me in being a part of the best damn community on the internet.
Also, leaving reviews for this podcast on iTunes is a pretty cool way to help others like you find us. Thanks to Stephanie Judge, who makes this episode look so good. And to Paul Both and Eric Toso for making it sound so good.
You can follow my dear friend Nolan on Twitter @Nolan_North,
and Instagram at Really Nolan North. And of course, follow the King of Soup, Drew, at Drew Lewith, and our resident Canadian Big Papa PJ at PJ Hartsma on Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me on Twitter at Robot Ninja Shark 1.
This channel is made possible by soup from people like you. To find out about all things Retro Replay and to sign up for the newsletter, go to RetroReplayShow.com. On a personal note, if you're listening to this, then you're part of the community, and this community is more of a family. And as a family, we see you, we hear you, and we love you. Thank you for spending this time with us. On a more personal note, I'm not wearing pants. And from Indianapolis, Indiana, this is Robot Ninja Shark. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.
Did you hit your teeth on the glass?
Broke my tooth on that.
I heard that. I'm so impressed by you stating it.